Laura Boosinger, and we're going down the road on the Blue Ridge Music Trails of North Carolina, home to a rich heritage of America's traditional music. Fiddle music is a richly layered tapestry that runs through the core of Western North Carolina. Known by many names, the fiddle's most notorious moniker is the Devil's Box, a name which comes from the fiddle's central role in dance music. In some religious traditions, dance is seen by many as a sin and a gateway to promiscuity. In order to keep the devil out of the house, many folks stored their devil's boxes up in the barn. This might have kept the devil out, but it let pesky animals like rodents inside of instruments. It's not uncommon to find an old fiddle whose F-holes, the sound holes, have been chewed by a mouse as it sought shelter. A solution to this problem came from a dangerous source. The rattle from a rattlesnake placed inside the fiddle would keep animals out. It's also not uncommon to find rattles in fiddles old and new. Over time, fiddles migrated back into houses and rattles went from pest control to talismans of tone and legend. Some swear that a rattle can give an instrument a new level of tone. A rattlesnake rattle is at the heart of an excellent fiddle story that shares how traditional music is passed down from one generation to the next through relationships. In late 2018, Taylor Barnhill, Mars Hill-based architect and historian, was looking to sell a fiddle. This fiddle was no ordinary fiddle. It had once belonged to the legendary Bard Ray of Madison County. Bard recorded albums, played on the groundbreaking musical score for the psychedelic cowboy film Zachariah in New York City, and influenced generations of musicians far and wide. Fiddle, other than being Bard's, was a story in and of itself. When he was in his 30s, Taylor decided he wanted to learn to fiddle. His wife at the time, Sheila K. Adams, was Bard's niece and a performer at his Bard Ray Music Festival held at the Thomas Wolfe Auditorium in the Asheville Civic Center. Taylor and Bard were also friends, occasionally meeting at the Burger Joint on the bypass in Marshall, known locally as the Burger Doodle. Taylor recounts, "Bard would play for me some of his signature licks on the fiddle. I'd wanted to learn fiddle, and he said to check with Marvin Faulkner, who had one for sale that he swore had been Bard's. Marvin worked at Home Electric, which served as a hardware store and home appliance store, also as a picking parlor in downtown Marshall. Sheila bought the fiddle for Taylor as a present for his 32nd birthday. Years later, after putting out feelers about selling the fiddle, Taylor connected with Jason Cade. Jason is a North Carolina native who teaches at the University of Georgia. He also plays in Hog-Eyed Man, a band named after a traditional Western North Carolina tune. Hog-Eyed Man plays North Carolina tunes from an older time, including fiddle tunes learned from Bard's playing. In addition, Jason's mother, Marilyn, had taken fiddle lessons from Bard. Bard even gave Jason a rattle to put inside his own fiddle.
Sally's in the garden, sifting, sifting. Sally's in the garden, sifting, sifting. Sally's in the garden, sifting, sifting. Sits upstairs with the hog-eyed man.
It turns out that Taylor knew Jason's mother, Marilyn, and had stayed in the Cade home in the 1970s while looking for land to buy in Madison County. When Jason heard about the opportunity to get one of Bard's fiddles, he was eager to connect with Taylor and learn more. When he did connect with Barnhill, he bought the fiddle. Once acquainted with the instrument, Jason devised a plan to honor Bard's music and to share it with a new generation. This plan came to fruition as the Bard Ray Dozen series that Jason recorded and shared on his YouTube channel. Each of the 12 tunes in the series are from Bard's repertoire and played by Jason on Bard's old fiddle. Check out this series of tunes and join in on the multi-generational journey of a Western North Carolina fiddle.
Down the road you come to the turn, a rocks in a road as big as a churn. Down the road, I've got a sugar baby down the line.
Down the Road on the Blue Ridge Music Trails is brought to you by the Blue Ridge National Heritage Area, the North Carolina Arts Council, and WNCW-FM.